Welcome back to the Roundtable, the opening reception for Press for Progress art exhibition in honor of International Women's Day 2018 takes place this Sunday at the Colonial Theater. The exhibit is a group art exhibition of over 20 artists from Berkshire County and throughout Massachusetts. Awards for Berkshire County High School Photography Press for Progress exhibition will be presented. A portion of all sales benefit both the Elizabeth Freeman Center and BTG Plays. To tell us more, we welcome the exhibition's curator, Stephanie Cohen. Stephanie, good morning. How are you? How are you, Stephanie?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you.
Wonderful to have you here. Thank you very much. And we also welcome our dear friend, the Berkshire Theater Group's artistic director and CEO, the one and only Kate McGuire. Hello, Kate.
Hello to the one and only Joe. How are you?
I'm good. It's very nice to hear your voices. I thank you for being with us on this snowy day, and it's very nice that you could be with us. I know you were planning on being in studio, but we wanted to keep you all safe, so thank you for doing it over the phone. So tell us, and I will begin with you, Kate, of how this whole thing got started.
Well, you know, it all sort of began last year. We've been doing a series called No Boundaries in Art. And it's readings, it's poetry, it's dance. And all of it is about what's going on in front of us in the world right now. I happened to be in my doctor's office, the wonderful Dan Cohen, and he was mentioning that his wife, Stephanie Cohen, who I've known for a long time, had done an art exhibit, had curated an art exhibit. And I said, she should curate for us at the Colonial. Art on those walls is what should happen. And so we began working with Stephanie last year. I think our first exhibit, tell me if I'm wrong, Stephanie, but I think our first exhibit was called Nasty Women.
Yes, it was called the Berkshire Nasty Women, and it was it was part of the International Nasty Woman exhibitions. It was last May.
So here now we have an exhibition called Press for Progress. So to you, Stephanie, what does that mean and what is the ultimate goal in the exhibition?
Well, Press for Progress is this year's International Women's Day theme. So it is the theme for all International Women's Day events around the world. And right. Incidentally, today is International Women's Day,
correct.
March 8th. And so Press for Progress, for me, I think that is a strong call to action to press forward to pursue gender equality, which we've come a long way, but there is a long way left to go.
So when it comes to the exhibition, what have you gathered together?
We have a fantastic exhibition. We just hung it a couple days ago at the Colonial. It looks incredible. We have 25 artists from the Berkshires, from throughout the state of Massachusetts, and even several from Rensselaer County. We have quilt art, stained glass, photographs, paintings, drawings, mixed media. A lot of different art is well represented.
And what were you looking for in bringing it together for the artists? What were you looking for? What were you looking for it to say? What were you looking for it to reveal?
I was looking for as much variety as we could get to try to. I mean, I think the part of the power of art is that the artist has a chance to say something with their creation. So I was hesitant to limit what people have to say. Because then I think the viewer gets to take their own meaning from the statements that they're seeing in the art, which is what makes the exhibition successful.
And for you, Kate, as given this really cool venue that you have at the Colonial of able to show this art, what does it mean for you and what do you think it ultimately says?
Well, when the exhibit went up a couple days ago and I was looking at it, I really was struck, and it was by what Stephanie just said, that the artwork on display is really eclectic, and so standing in front of each piece evokes a different meaning and a different sensibility, and you really enter different worlds with each piece of art. And that feels important to me. Some of the work is really intense. Others are more nuanced. They're all incredibly powerful. And together it makes a great statement. All ages are also represented, and that feels important to me as well. And that the gifts will go to the education program of Berkshire Theatre Group, as well as the Elizabeth Freeman Center, that for this particular exhibit, I'm so proud of that, and that Stephanie has designated the sales to go to those two projects and programs.
Talk about, Stephanie, talk about those two projects and how they were chosen and what ultimately you hope to do with that.
Well, I think that the Elizabeth Freeman Center, which is a Berkshire County organization that aids survivors of domestic and sexual abuse, you know, I think something for International Women's Day, certainly being able to support a fantastic local organization that is doing this important work was something we wanted to do. And BTG Plays, which is a year-round education program that's run through Berkshire Theatre Group, does very different but equally important work, working with young people, exposing them to art, giving them a voice. And I think one of the most important things about this year's International Women's Day is that women, once more, and certainly women always have had a voice, but once more it seems that a woman's voice is crucial right now. And so we have artists who are speaking, and by the way, a couple of the artists are men whose voices are also important. And we have these organizations which are helping and empowering young women and giving them a voice as well.
Kate, talk a little bit about BTG Plays and the work they do.
Well, BTG Plays at this point is serving 13,000 of the 16,000 school children in Berkshire County. And we serve them through a variety of programs, in-school curriculum-based programs, after-school programs, performances. This Saturday at 10 a.m., children can come to the theater and experience Happy Mess, which is a great program that we have with arts and crafts for parents and their children. And then at 11 o'clock, David Grover is performing for young people most Saturdays at the Colonial Theater. I mean, that the Colonial has really become a place that welcomes people of all ages and particularly our youngest generation. At 2 p.m. on Saturday, we also have No Boundaries in Art presentation, which is a piece about John and Abigail Adams by William Gibson. It'll be a reading of their letters. And so, again, we focus on one of the great women, Abigail Adams, and the words that she was speaking and whispering into John Adams' ears about taking care of the women. It certainly seems like we're getting our platform to be able to speak about some of the issues that concern us as women, issues that we have been trying to speak loudly about, and I guess the megaphone has been finally handed to us. That's how it feels, Joe.
Is there, so I have a question, and if it's stupid, tell me. we're good enough friends that if it's dumb, you can tell me, right, Kate?
Well, you asked me a question, and then I sort of floated into this area, so I'll try to answer.
I hope it's not a dumb question, but it just seems to me, because my mind is racing after I heard what you just said, it just seems to me that, and maybe this is not true, I don't know, but it seems that there is a safer place within the confines of the stage of a theater, whether it be at the Colonial, whether it be at your other stages, mm-hmm. The Unicorn stage, wherever the case may be, that it is a safer spot than, say, the lobby of the Colonial, in the sense of that, do you ever worry about being too political or speaking too loudly into that megaphone, because it's different when someone is looking and they know what they're getting into, if you will. They're coming in, they're being challenged as an audience. And it's different because it's almost an endorsement, really, if you're putting it out there in the lobby of the theater.
I think that the power of art is that we get to hear everyone's stories. And so it's not a dumb question or a dumb statement that you just made. The theater and the performing arts, the place that holds the performing arts, is indeed a safe place for us to consider issues of the human heart, which are issues for all of us to look at, women, men, gender issues, political issues. It is a place where we can gather, where we have gathered since the theater was created, to understand what it means to be human. That's not political. That's looking into the human heart. And sometimes the issues are political. Sometimes looking at the way we deal with issues in our society, they may be political. They may form and look like they're representing different sides. But my goodness, it is important for us to hear in a safe place, which is the theater, about all sides. And perhaps we can understand and come to a better and safer place in the world at large.
So how do you keep it a safe place? I mean, because that seems like that can be what you want. But is that sometimes easier said than done?
I think when people speak through art, if they're being honest with their storytelling, then a space of empathy is created. I don't even know how to explain why that is.
Mm-hmm.
But when we hear the truth of someone else's story, we often reach a place of empathy ourselves. And it can only be described when the easiest way to describe it is when we're listening to a piece of music and a memory or something is evoked and you move. You are transformed to another place. There is something about the arts that allows us to have empathy for others. With an actor, as soon as I, as an actor, put on someone else's shoes when I'm playing a role, I have to understand that person, which is why theater is so important for children. As soon as they put on someone else's shoes in a role, they have to understand that person. So I guess I just trust that the arts have always been a safe place for discussion and have always been a place where we can understand each other better. It's a laboratory, if you will.
I love what you're saying about empathy. I've been reading a lot about empathy lately. I've been thinking about empathy a lot lately for, I would assume, fairly obvious reasons. And
it
strikes me that when you talk about this, because I believe I agree with you entirely. My question is, how do we bridge it then to the empathy that we feel in the theater, the empathy that we feel with the arts, to our everyday lives, so that we have empathy for the person struggling to get across the street and we're not honking at them or you know, we're not tapping our toes when we're at the coffee shop.
The fact that you're reading more and trying to understand this notion that we are talking about right now means that when you walk out on the street, you do observe things in a different way. That's why having art in the schools are so important. That's why allowing a child to draw or to speak their story or to dance their story is so important. The more immersed in the arts that we are, the more peaceful our world will be. I promise you that.
Now, without leading the jury here, let me ask a question, because I'm assuming, because this is the children that were involved in Parkland, Florida, in the shooting and have come out so beautifully and incredibly in following that horrific event, have what they have had to say has just been amazing. I'm assuming, however, that doesn't surprise you or Stephanie, having working with young people, that that what they have to say and hearing their stories, that you've known that they possess this for a very long time.
Well, words are powerful, and spoken with the right amount of energy, you can gather an entire room, an entire country to listen to you. Those kids speaking are speaking of a place of experience. They experienced something. And when they start speaking about it with the energy that they're putting out, people are listening. That's what great actors do. That's what great artists do. So that when you're standing in front of a great work of art, the energy that is coming through is powerful, and we are transformed.
Stephanie, how can we best enjoy and take in the Press for Progress exhibition?
I don't think there's no wrong way to take in the art at Press for Progress. Merely appearing and being present with the pieces of art, some you will love, some you might not understand, but all of them will give you something to take with you. You might have it in the back of your mind, you might want to talk about it, or it might inspire you to do something yourself.
Power.
So there's no wrong way to take in the art in this show.
Never a wrong way. Power of Art for Change believes that by connecting a variety of art forms, artists, and causes, that they can use art to create change and improve life. The exhibition is on view now through April 29th. There is a exhibition opening reception, which takes place on Sunday from 2 to 4 at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. The exhibition, again, will be on display through April 29th. Stephanie and Kate, thank you so much for being with us this morning. It's always a delight to have you on the program, and thank you.
Joe, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for giving us this time.
Well, and thank you for the beautiful
thank
work
you so
you're
much.
Doing for the community as well. We appreciate it. Thank you.
You're Take listening. Good care.
Thank
Be
you.
Safe.
You too. You're listening
okay,
to the Roundtable on WAMC.